Hey everybody, it's another episode of the Happy Hour with Ariel and Deuce, and we've got Ariel with us.
What's up, everybody?
We have version two.
Do your taxes.
You should. Did mine. Wasn't good.
Have already done yours by the time this airs.
Hey, can we write off the Chili's doing the podcast for business expense?
What, the food?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why do you think I always make you order on my fucking phone?
Do we always order on
the phone? Yeah, we do. Every single time.
Because I can put it on the business account until the IRS tells me I owe money, which they did this year.
Da-da-da.
Oh, God, that's got to suck. I haven't owed money since
they put it in my butthole.
And they said, give it to us.
IRS.
Give it to me. Give it to me.
The only people who have a bigger dick than your dad.
Very much so. Fair. Cheers. 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 As you know,
it
is still 420 because we block tape. We are having some drinks, and one of us kids, who's a card-carrying member of the Marijuana Mafia.
Marijuana Mafia.
Or whatever.
Still playing around with that name.
Man,
we're still
we're working on it. You know, workshopping it, as the kids say, is doing his best to celebrate his 420. Holy shit, I forgot on the 420 episode to tell you what happened this morning.
Well, let's do it now.
Well, you have been smoking
a lot
stuff.
Of fucking pots.
Yeah.
So
let's go. Part two.
So I forgot the fucking pressure washer guy was coming today to pressure wash the top.
Well, you mentioned that at 6 a.m.
Did I?
You did.
To you?
Yep. On the taping. Babe.
On text or how?
No. We're recording.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Can't
you mentioned
confirm.
That.
Can't confirm.
It's
can't
right.
confirm.
You
can't.
Forgot that you said it.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
Right.
Can't confirm.
Can confirm.
420. Everybody gets a free pass. Anyway, so he starts doing the roof. I'm like, motherfucker. So I get up and I'm like, well, I ain't going back to bed. It's 420. Let's pop a couple edibles.
Let's get this party
Let's
started.
Let's get this party started. So I get some edibles. Give me a big tall glass of ice water, you know, rehydrate from the night before.
As you need to.
And I decide, you know what? Let me go to, it's not voodoo anymore. It's called Fandango at Home.
Oh.
Where you can order movies like on your TV. So I was like, you know what? Let me get a Kevin Smith movie.
That's a good one.
Exactly. I'm like, it's 420. I'm pretty sure if I don't watch a Kevin Smith movie today, they will come and take my card away from
me. Which one?
What's that?
Which one?
We did a Jay and Silent Bob reboot this morning, which is where you two got a free fucking pass. Because about 9 o'clock this morning, my two bestest buddies, Gordo Gringo and B-Mac, got a text saying, hey guys, I love you. And then I started watching my next movie, and I'm like, I looked at the time, I looked at the text, I'm like, oh, I need to put some post-text on this, because this just sounds like you killed yourself.
Oh, okay, like that.
Because
like,
if you put, like, hey, guys, I love you at, like, 8 a.m. on a fucking Saturday.
I mean, if it
like,
came from you, that's just.
It's just me being
that's
me.
Normal.
Yeah. I'm glad you thought that way. My stoned out brain was like,
well,
I do not want to get Baker acted.
So let me just hold me.
I mean, it's a nice 72-hour vacation. It's fine.
Well, you know, I heard those padded rooms are nice this time of year. So
nice and cool.
Nice, cool. Nice,
just
straight
cool.
Jacket's just a little, it's
well,
constrictive, you know.
That part ain't fun.
No, Ruby Soho looked nice in the one on that video from the
paint the town
Panther.
Red, the
yeah.
Doja Cat.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, the Doja Panthers.
I have no idea
Doja
what
Panthers.
Either one of you were talking about, but okay. I'll take your word for it.
It's a song.
Well, I'll tell you what, that Deezer
Kitty. That Deezer Kitty?
That DiGiorno Kitty. Is,
all right, John Deuce.
Yeah, I don't know. And that's a funny thing. So I love this, which I've found out about mixing the pop with the alcohol, is my inner McConaughey starts coming out, and it's like a little bit of that and a whole lot of my dad.
Yeah,
so
just mixing all together.
Just mixing all together.
Love it.
And it gets fucking weird. I love
it.
That's all right. I become Jack Sparrow with enough weed and alcohol.
He does. He does. He comes. He turns into Jack Sparrow.
Starts tripling, stumbling, bumbling.
Oh, when I was 20, which is the age when I first did alcohol and weed at the same time, for the first time. Like I've never had alcohol or weed ever.
And he doesn't.
And I did
the same
both
way.
At the and I drank a whole big ass thing of Arbor Mist, and did a whole lot of weed.
Arbor Mist.
Well, you got to think, I can't do beer.
No, I know.
And
I
tried beer. Did. I effort. Nope.
It's okay.
Like, I tried the Budweiser, which is nasty anyway. But, yeah, no.
Hey.
Jack Sparrow, 100, what?
Watch yourself.
I'm sorry. Are they a sponsor?
Well, no, but I do enjoy a good Bud.
Well, of course.
Every
but
now and then.
Especially on 420, you know what I'm saying?
Hey.
But, yeah, no. Jack Sparrow, 100%.
It's hilarious. A couple times I've seen you drunk, and it doesn't happen often. He does not get
well,
drunk.
With my job, you know.
It's really hard. But, like, the couple times that we've been out and he's gotten drunk, it's fucking... One time we were at a friend's house for a party, and he got so drunk and was throwing up in the friend's bathroom. This guy came up to me and said, hey, are you the wife of the Dragon Ball Z shirt guy? And I was like, yeah. They're like, so he locked himself in the bathroom and he's throwing up. Just wanted to let
well,
you
why
know.
Why am I going to go into the bathroom with it unlocked?
I was like,
oh, you got to lock that
shit. I got
if
it.
If you're drunk enough, you're going to throw up, at least in my case. That don't mean I'm incapacitated.
Well,
that just
called
means
a puking rally.
That's right. And then I came back and let's keep going.
No, we got out and I said, say goodbye. We got to go.
That's rude. You buzzkill.
It was a Sunday night at 11 o'clock and I had to work the next day. I was like, get in the car.
I'm hearing a lot of yous. It's so selfish.
I know.
You could have left me. Where were we at? Jason's?
Brittany's.
Were we at Brittany's? Oh, we were at Brittany's.
Brittany's house.
We need to hang out with her more.
I know. Moving on.
Anyway, McConaughey and John Deese. Not like that. It's mainly because we have to leave.
No, I don't.
But motherfucker, you guys.
I know, but I hate doing that, and I've said this to her. It's obligatory.
Okay.
If you're having a party at your house, hey, if you guys can't drive home, you'll always stay here. That's you say that, and I know you would let that happen, but everyone wants to go home and go to bed in their own bed. No one wants to stay there.
But don't you want
to
try your new room first?
I do. Is there a bed in there?
Yeah.
All right. Fuck it.
It's a fucking guest room. What do you think he
no,
does?
No, he's getting the master.
Oh. Master yeah, I'm getting his room.
There's a fucking tent in there? Like, it's a bedroom.
Oh, did I send you the thing from Instagram about
you sent me a lot of shit.
Yes. We see,
but I haven't looked
at
it.
Work.
What? That's good.
Yeah.
I'm glad. I thought it would be the other way. Like, this motherfucker.
No.
He won't stop texting me bullshit.
No. Like, so there'll be some, actually lately, because I've been in my office doing a lot of paperwork, because work's ever so changing. So I'll be sitting there and I'll have like my phone sitting there. I'll be doing paperwork and between like you and the videos and I'm like watching them back and forth because I'm like, this shit's hilarious. You know, it keeps me entertained while I'm stuck in the office.
Well, you get, I would probably say a fifth of what my boy, Tim from Sugar and Slice. Go see him downtown if you need any kind of bakeries or
goodies.
Any kind of goodies, cakes, cupcakes. He gets. Because he gets that shit all day, air day. Which
love
is
it.
Hilarious. Because if I don't like send him a meme, he'll be like, hey, Bo.
Yeah.
What's going on,
you
Bo?
You good, bro?
Yeah. I didn't get a meme today.
Like, didn't get a meme today, bro.
What's going on?
Yeah, because he's probably him and Gordo Gringo are probably my straight up oldest friends because I've known Tim since high school because he was our center when we played high school.
Oh, wow.
And did you ever see the movie Varsity Blues? Might be.
If I have, it's been for fucking
Jason Vanderbeek, quarterback. I don't want your life.
Oh, okay.
Billy Bob.
Yeah, Billy Bob.
Yeah. So Tim, God bless him, was our Billy Bob. So when I started, because I started my. Not my freshman year, my sophomore year is when I played football and did summer football. They make you run like suicides up and down the fucking, you know, field. Here's the thing. And I got your permission to say this today, Tim, and I'm not being mean. He was 400 pounds at least.
So those suicides were not just the name.
No. I'm like, motherfucker, come on, coach. Like, this is bullshit. He's our center. Like,
he don't need to run.
Yeah.
He don't need to run. So, anyway, everybody get done with their suicides, and he'd still be doing them because God bless him, he's so big. So, every time I got done with mine, I'd run, I'd get with him, and I'd talk him through it every single time. Every single time.
Because that's a good brother.
Yeah, it's a good brother.
That's a good brother.
So, he has told me since we were in high school, he said, look, you've always had my back, I've always got your back, and I'm always going to be protecting you. That's a good brother.
Right that's a good brother. Tim's a good brother.
Tim is a good brother, and go see him at sugar and slice.
They make delicious stuff and
cakes.
If you like to bet, prelim Tim.
He'll help you with your betting.
He'll help you with all that. Just go on and find him, guys.
Mm-hmm. Also, check out the Semantics podcast. It's always a good time. And my buddy Nesh, you got to check him out.
The artwork.
Because he's doing new artwork for the house, which is going to be awesome, which I think I'm going to put above the TV. But to be honest with you, I don't. Okay. So this is way off topic. Never happened. Never talked about it on the podcast. I think I'm going to move into mom and dad's house.
Are you really?
I think so.
It does have that pool.
It has the pool. That's a whole.
Which is your big thing. Yeah, I know.
Wait. Time out. Don't you have renters?
I have a renter in there now.
True.
The whole thing about renting is it's temporary.
That is true.
And maybe the lease is up in 8 months.
And he's legally allowed to not renew it.
It's funny that you brought that up. I was curious why you hadn't done that yet.
Because I don't want to move all my shit.
Yeah. We're going to need a U-Haul just for the shirts.
Yeah. And it's literally not that far.
You could. I would say you could walk.
Well, that's
the
thing. Mike and Sean kind of talked me into it because they're like, dude, why are you not in there? I'm like, I don't want to move stuff. And they're like, quit being a bitch. We'll get all the kids down here and we'll daisy chain all that shit down the fuck there.
There's enough of them. We could daisy chain it down.
Okay. This is a story you are going to love. So, when I used to live at mom and dad's house before I bought this house, I had like that. Well, the second living room that you know now was my bedroom.
Okay.
And then where the dining table was like a second.
Yeah,
living
you
room.
Mentioned that there was a wall.
Yeah, there was a wall there where I used to sleep until I left and they knocked that motherfucker out with a sledgehammer.
I don't blame them.
They said,
it looks
you know
nice
what?
Now.
See ya.
See ya, bitches. Yeah. Take your bed with you because you ain't coming back.
All right, day two, got the sledgehammer.
Day two, got sledgehammer. So,
sledgehammer.
I bought this house.
He just swung his dick into
stuff
the wall.
Down, and I don't have shit. I've got like a dresser. I've got my fucking bed. I've got all that shit. My only prized possession is my TV, which is on this floating glass stand with all my consoles on it, right?
I hate those.
No, they suck. That's why I got rid of that motherfucker. But our bright idea was to put it on a fucking dolly and walk it.
Because, you know, bumps and TVs mix, right?
Yeah, how'd that go?
Oh, it didn't. Dad shut that down within 2 seconds.
Good man.
He said, get the fuck out of here. He said, call Uncle Jimmy and get his truck. So we got Uncle Jimmy, we got his truck, we loaded it up, and we got it down here. But you would have loved this shit. So for the first, I don't know, 6 months I lived here, giant TV, video game consoles, 4 folding chairs, and I'm talking about the shitty, like the ones you see like from the 60s folding chairs, you know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. That plastic shitty.
So 100% college dorm style.
Yeah, 4 of those, and we had 2 coolers.
Done.
That we'd fill with ice, put beer in, and we'd watch TV and play video games. We did that for 6 months, and then finally my dad was like, hey, what are you doing? I'm like, Dad, it's like 8 o'clock on a Saturday. What the fuck? I'm at your door. Get the fuck out of here. I go out. He's got fucking Methy Mike out in the front with a pickup truck and some furniture they bought at, Rooms to Go? So they bought this shit at Rooms to Go, and they said, well, to deliver it to Winter Haven will cost you $100. And my dad's like, fuck that. That's some bullshit. He goes outside, finds some methed out motherfucker, and it's like, hey, I had to drive this to my son's house. Will you follow me in Winter Haven?
Yeah.
How much you want?
$50.
You do it for $35?
Yeah.
So I've got Methy Mike and his no-teeth-having wife moving furniture into my goddamn living room at 8 a.m. on a Saturday while I'm hungover as fuck, and I'm like, okay.
Cool. I guess
this is what we're doing now.
That's
we're just
fucking great.
Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? He's like, you need furniture, man. I'm like, what the fuck?
You kind of did need furniture.
Shut up.
If that's
man.
Who you were living, how you were living, I'm just saying.
Hey, I was living the good life. Ain't nobody. Jesus loved me and everybody else loved me.
Listen,
too.
What so you had would have been fine in a studio apartment for 6 months, not displaced.
Yeah, you know. You don't need all the finer things.
Were you sleeping on just the mattress on the floor or something?
No.
He had a bed frame. Like an...
Not a good one, but I had one.
Like an adult.
Yeah. An adult. We don't even have a bed frame.
We really don't have a bed frame.
We don't really need one.
We've talked about it.
We have.
But we don't really...
We don't.
No.
We don't need one.
I mean, what's the point?
That's my point.
Yeah. So you're one up than us. We don't even have a bed frame.
What?
Yeah, we don't.
Can I tell you why bed frames suck nuts?
Yes.
You just break them.
After a while, it's just...
I never broke mine.
Mine's broke shit.
I don't know. I just... Like, when we moved into the house and we, like, were setting up our bedroom and... I don't know. It just kind of fit with not having one. We have the box. It was, we have like a box spring.
Just box spring and a mattress.
But we have two box springs, right?
Yes.
Yeah, because
we tried it with two mattresses. Do not ever try.
Don't
do
ever
not
do that.
Ever
guys.
Do that.
Oh, two mattresses together?
Yeah.
Don't ever do that.
We tried that like.
We tried that once.
So our first night we moved in because we had two box springs and two mattresses right. for my old bed. So we said, fuck it. Let's just throw all of them on top of each other in the corner. Now, mind you, the week we moved, I was sick. Like, I had a fever. I was sick, and I was moving. So
full-blown AIDS.
It was fucking awful.
Okay.
So we're like, whatever. We're too tired. It's like 10 o'clock at night. They stack, because we had friends who were helping us move, they stacked the two box springs and the two mattresses on top. We're like, fuck it. We're not moving it right now. So I didn't even, we just threw a blanket over the mattress when I fell asleep. We both woke up and I shit you not, I was like, I'm dead. My whole body ached. My back was killing me. It was the most uncomfortable sleep. So we got up. I was like, if you don't take a mattress off this goddamn thing tonight.
Yeah. For those of you who do not understand the purpose of a box spring, try sleeping on two mattresses.
Yeah.
And let me know how
you'll
that works
figure it out. So now we have the two box springs and just a regular mattress. And
a memory foam mattress topper. Which is nice.
Because we're old now, we have to have a cool top memory foam mattress on
top
of that.
I'm fat, so we like cool stuff, right?
And it's right. nice. And it's
yeah,
nice.
Be cool, man. Because if not, you're sweating your nuts off.
Yeah. Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
So. Yeah? You relate to that, babe?
I do.
Yeah? Sweating your nuts off?
I hate sweating my nuts off. It's just the
She's
fucking
She's in a
word.
Sweater right now.
Is that what happened? Is that how you became a female? You just sweated your nuts off?
You heard my... There's my story.
Backstory.
Backstory.
Baby got backstory.
Yep. Ask me about my tragic backstory.
But yeah, no. If you move to the new house, you might need to update some stuff.
Well, I've got about...
Mainly your kitchen.
Oh,
because Jesus Christ.
Now, would you keep this house, though? And rent this one
yeah,
out?
Well, yeah, no, he ain't going to sell
oh,
this.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, no.
So, I was kind of thinking about renting on the cheap, so I wouldn't have to
I wouldn't
fix
say
kitchen,
cheap,
but
lower than market value, not a significant amount. Maybe replace the fridge and the dishwasher.
All we got to do is flip-flop the fridges. The fridge outside, the beer fridge, is great. The one in here sucks nuts, so I can flip-flop
them. Yeah. Done, son.
Is the outside one like a typical fridge, though?
Yeah, it's a regular fridge.
Well, it's a refrigerator, bro.
Okay. Well, what about your dishwasher and microwave?
Dishwasher's fine. Microwave's fine.
It's not.
I mean.
Babe.
Are you renting it?
Babe.
He's my new roommate.
Yeah.
If you were renting this place, what would you have to say about those appliances?
Well, as long as. Okay, first of all, I'm not one that cares too much.
Yes, you are. I'm the practical one.
Yeah.
You care about. The aesthetics.
I mean, as long as you bleached it.
You think it would work on those?
Like, a few times.
Bleach the fucking
microwave. Yeah.
And the dishwasher.
Is it that bad?
Well, no, I'm just saying, I bleach my microwave.
I think
But is it that bad?
How old are those appliances?
They were here when I moved in.
When'd you move in?
20, 13, 14, somewhere in there. Okay. No. 10-year reunions, 2011.
I like how that's your benchmark.
For everything.
13, 14 maybe?
About 14 years.
So well past the warranty.
14 years.
Hey, you know, it works great.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, you can suck it.
If I lived here, I'd be replacing them. So
well,
when I move in.
When you move in.
To your.
Which, what the fuck happened with my ice machines?
Our,
I thought you were working on them, motherfucker.
I told you about that, but you were probably too high to remember.
When did you tell me?
Last time I was here.
WrestleMania weekend?
Was that last weekend?
Probably.
Yeah, last... Yeah. Yeah, I
no,
was...
No, you
yeah.
told him WrestleMania weekend.
Whenever the last time I was here. So
WrestleMania weekend, I don't know. I was high as shit. And last weekend, I was so high I couldn't even fucking tape. So, yeah, I was high as shit then, too.
So, I think I know what's wrong with them. So, they both have, like, kind of breaker fuses on them. And they're the exact same kind. However... Unlike every other appliance out there, you can't just like Amazon these things. I don't even know where to find them to replace them to even test if that's the issue. So right now they're still inoperable.
He took them apart though.
He was taking them apart while we were taping. So
yeah, I took it more apart. You know, you could just fix your ice maker in your fridge or replace your fridge. Just saying.
Or I found the exact same ice maker, $50 at Walmart.
Just fix your goddamn fridge.
I mean,
or replace it.
Well, no. I can tell you, the refrigerator here, it's dying. Like, the guy already
looked at it.
And he was like, hey, man, it's dying. Like, I mean, I can fix it, but you better off getting a new one, so.
Or a used one. Go to a used appliance store. That's where we got ours.
Scratch a dent.
That's fine.
Scratch a dent.
For a good $300, you just replace that shit.
Yeah.
Do it.
Well, I will, but, you know, I got to go down to Stevie's Scratch and Dent Yard and figure it out.
In fact, there's one literally right down the road where we got ours.
Oh, yeah.
Less than 2 miles.
Well,
why
guys.
Did you marry him?
I don't know.
Because I tell you what you need to know.
Let me tell you how it goes in our household. He starts spitting on his argument shit, and I just walk away.
That's not what happens.
I get mad, and then I walk away.
I'm not saying you're not getting none, but if there's a reason why you ain't, it's probably that bullshit.
I love how you still think that she controls that.
He don't. I don't. He don't give a shit. He don't give a
fuck. He just does what he does when he does it.
For 6 years, I was single and
nothing
choosing not to get laid. Do you really think I give a fuck if she tries to withhold that?
It don't work, guys.
Well,
I married the
politely
enigma.
With consent. Let's say that real quick because this conversation got a little bit consenting wise, but I see what you're saying. You're the master of the kingdom, if you
as
will.
You,
on that,
I like that. She would never phrase it like that, but I like that.
Not in a million fucking years.
No, but
I get what you're saying.
Well, you can maybe come up with a better phrase than that, but
I kind of like
know.
It, but it ain't gonna work. Well, this has been like an impromptu home edition extreme makeover happy hour.
I hope you're not trying to wrap this up because we're only at 22.
No, okay. I was wrapping up that part. We were wrapping up with that segment.
You know, I'm not a fan of Queer Eye, but I would love the episode where they come in here and tell you what they're going to do with your home.
That'd be nice.
I actually don't, because they're just going to be really
mean.
Really mean to
yeah
me.
You
really
kind of need it.
They're going to take one look at the shirt room. Done.
Like, how long have you been single? Yeah, that's
they're
what I thought.
That might be a two-part episode. But there ain't nothing wrong with that.
You know, my mom and dad say how much they love the two of you. And
if they were to hear us, they'd probably still think that. Because they've probably been telling you the same shit for over a decade.
I'm not going to say put it in your ass, but at least the first knuckle, because I know that's not gay. So
is that true?
Yeah.
It's only gay.
Ask any black man. The first knuckle, not gay.
Huh.
You can put a finger in your butt. But only your first knuckle. Not gay.
I thought it was only gay if you pushed back.
Huh.
Yeah, I'm just saying what Ralphie told me. So,
fucking
you know,
Ralphie.
God bless you, Ralphie, man. We love you.
The blackest man in America.
Exactly. Ralphie May told me to the first knuckle, not gay.
Huh.
And that was like in, I don't know, 98 or
yeah, it's
20,
been gone
22?
For a while. God, when did he
the
die?
The things you learn.
Yeah.
The more you
God,
know.
He was great.
He was the best. I actually watched him today, and I watched it was one of his last podcasts he did with Joey Coco Diaz on the Church of What's Happening Now. And God bless America. I was watching it, and like, he looks like he's dying.
Oh.
And I'm like, fuck. Because that was my boy. I loved
Ralphie
him.
May.
Yeah. I mean, I love Bert, but like, he's a neck
he was
and neck
a different.
Two.
He was a different funny.
Yeah, he was a different breed.
Like,
he could do everything.
He was a different genre.
Everybody. Yeah.
Yeah, him and Mike Calta were so tight, and he has so many stories about Ralphie.
That's because he lived in Tampa for almost 2 years because of the hospital and everything that happened on the Calta cruise where he got all fucked up. So
yeah,
not because of anything that happened on the Calta cruise; those are great. But he was very, very sick, and they took care of him.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of want to do a cruise sometime, like the three
I
of
do
us.
Too, mainly
but
because
I
want to
do like a theme cruise,
like a.
It depends on the theme.
The Calta cruise, the Jericho cruise.
Yeah, Jericho cruise would be a good
man,
one.
Man, fuck Jericho.
Okay.
Why you just gotta be a negative Nancy?
Because he's like dad. Him and dad can go on the We Hate Jericho cruise together.
Honestly,
and
that's probably
have the
a
t-shirt.
Thing.
Yeah,
and I wouldn't doubt that Jericho sponsored that one too.
Because because why the fuck not?
Why the fuck not?
Yeah, he did a, and I'm curious. Do you know what? He's coming with a comic book.
Who Jericho?
Of course he is.
Called The Painmaker, or whatever. And I guess obviously it's maybe based off of his.
Character, I'm guessing.
But he did a comic book signing in Florida. I forgot the town that he did it in. Somewhere in Sarasota at a local comic book shop. They
That's
did a
near
thing.
Where his house is.
Some, probably near where yeah. he lives. And they did like this big signing. And it's supposed to drop soon. So I might be picking that up because that sounds pretty cool.
You know where we probably should pick that up at?
Dombrowski's.
Dombrowski's.
Hell yeah. Hit
I
them
love
up
when a plan comes together.
Me too. I do be loving Dombrowski's. I got back in to miniature painting because I kept seeing all the cool miniatures that they had.
Yeah.
So I finally said, "Fuck it, I'm gonna get back into miniature painting." I'm on my second one. I painted my first dragon.
Nice.
He's hanging in the kitchen. I'm working on my.
You know, if
one.
You really want to be a pro, I've got like 10,000 Kingdom Death miniatures that you can.
I paint. Don't want to touch. Those because no that's no
you want to see some incredible artwork
yeah like, and maybe I'll like work my way up
like Google Kingdom
that.
Death painted miniatures and it's on a whole different it's, scale it
these
is
are,
ridiculous
these are professional painters I'm doing it for the love of the game for the fun of the game
for love of the game
just having a good time relaxing after work. That's what I'm doing. I'm not like doing it for competitions or
you don't have to but some But the way they're built, you almost have to be a pro.
Yeah, no,
like
not.
It's not just brushes. Like they get the spray guns in there.
Oh yeah, see
and
that.
They're just
that's cool.
You know what? Let me pull some out.
I
you
mean
guys
that's cool and all.
Still waiting on the death chicken.
So these are totally Parkinson's friendly, is what he's telling me.
Yeah,
totally. If you got Parkinson's, you can make one of these.
Right?
You can make whatever the fuck you want. I'm not saying it's gonna look good.
You can try it.
Jokes.
We're just jokey McJokey.
Listen, bro, you're struggling with blunt wraps. All
right. The right. That was the joke that I could not do that shit.
But
we can't do that shit. Mm-hmm. That's how difficult this is.
That's an art in itself. That is a skill to be able to do stuff like that. I've seen people do I'm like, how did you do this? But yeah, I'm gonna be dropping down on the miniature painting for a while. Because I have made the conscious decision because I feel like I do nothing else with my life and I'm always busy 24/7. I have decided, and people help me out. If you've done this before, give me some tips and tricks about going full time back to
that's just some goodness. Of them.
College at a later. Oh, that's beautiful. At a later day in life.
There is one good thing you can do. You might be able to find a nice young lady. I could. Take
there
to
you go.
Dinner.
There you go.
That oh, actually, you would love these miniatures. Kingdom, sorry.
I'm sorry. I was telling a goddamn story.
I'm sorry. I thought he'd be more interested in really thick hips and big boobs. But you know, you go right ahead.
Yeah, and we're going to get there.
At college?
Welcome to version 3. Maybe I'll find version 3 in college. Just kidding.
If you like that type of thing.
Negative.
My application, right?
Yeah.
Anyway.
I got accepted. To start my business of a business of supervision and management and applied science at Polk State College, which means that I'm doing it to get a little bit more ahead of the game in my career, to possibly make obviously more money because that's obviously why you do.
That's my goal.
And just to be like, I got my associates and I started my bachelor's.
Okay.
And I got married, and I was like, kind of fell to the wayside.
V1.
About to say, don't blame me for that.
No, I want you. I got married, you know, shit happened.
Bitch, we'll get to you in a minute.
Yeah. You know, things happen or whatever. So it's like, I was like, well, fuck it. I'm at a point. I don't have kids. You know, I have
a
normal
shot.
Monday through Friday life.
Even if you did like one class a semester.
Yeah, which I do that now for my opticianry degree, which I'm actually putting that on hold. But the cool thing is one of my best friends at work, Jackie, her and I got hired together. She became a manager before me. Then she helped me get promoted. So like we've been working together for 5 years.
Right.
She called me and she's like, I really want to go back and get my bachelor's. I'm like, me too. She's like, well, let's fucking do it together. So we
tag team it.
Yeah. So we both know we're going to do it. We can be each other's like, you know, support
rock
person. Just, yeah. Hey, you're don't give up. Like you got this. And we're actually doing the same bachelor's. And we both got accepted, which was super fucking cool.
That is cool.
But she is doing more of the healthcare route of the bachelor's while I'm doing more of the like
administration,
business, like leadership side. And she's doing more of like the medical side of it. But a lot of the classes are the same. So we've actually have picked out our schedule. We're doing two classes at a time. We're taking some classes together. She also has her associates. So we got to skip all those like, I don't want to call them bullshit classes, but they're bullshit classes.
Rudimentary requirements.
And there's a couple we still have to take. So we're actually slated and started. We got our acceptance package and we're working through everything. So May 8th, we both go back to college together and I'm pretty excited. If we stay on the course, it'd be about a year and a half and we'll have our bachelor's. And I'm already looking at MBA programs. So because I hate myself, but a lot of my time is going to go to that because
it's awesome.
But I think it's like, it's time. You know, it's time to do it. It's time to buckle down. It's time to get it. It's time to make more money. Put up or shut up.
Which means my life's going to get terrible soon.
Yeah, because I'm going to be real.
Well, you come live here with me.
Thank God.
Like I said, you can have the main bedroom.
I might need to.
Until I move into a new house.
I'll live here during the week.
Yeah.
Why would it affect you in any way, shape, or form? I'm days, you're nights.
Has the days or nights, has that had anything to do with... No. Has that affected how you...
It's just going to be a little bit... My life's going to be a little bit busier. Because I'll be doing a lot...
Busier, stressful.
Yes.
And you were going to make my life a living hell because of it.
You're welcome.
Welcome.
You're welcome. Hey, listen. You want your wife to make more money? Put up with it. Put up with the hard times so you can enjoy the good times.
I'm still waiting on them good times.
Keep waiting, bitch.
I know.
You're here for a long time.
No, but we're here for a good time. And if you ain't enjoying it, ain't my problem.
It kind of is your
Let me
wife.
See these titties. Let me see these titties.
So Kingdom Death, you can really you could really tell they're miniature artists what they like. And they go overboard quite a bit with some of their stuff. And they don't hold back on what they show. This is one of them.
So these are the Kingdom. So if you guys don't know, Kingdom Death is a, would you say, yep, them are.
Some ass and titties, some big booty bitches.
That's some ass and titties.
And they show it all. So Kingdom Death, if you don't know, is one of the most intricate, but highly entertaining if you can find a group of friends to play with you.
Yeah.
I actually backed the second release on Kickstarter in 2018, and I'm still getting shit from it.
Nice.
Because like still getting deliveries because they're still making shit for it.
Yeah. Never believe the estimated delivery dates on Kickstarter because it was supposed to be done like 5 years ago. So
Kickstarter.
But with something this intricate, I mean, they have to first make the molds, then make the miniatures, yeah, then make all the new expansions, then do all that, then put it all together, then ship it out to the thousands of it's a whole thing.
But it's like a little surprise when you go to the mailbox.
It really is.
And you're like, oh, shit.
Sounds like me going to the mailbox.
Sounds like your trip to the mailbox. Or opening
it's like,
up your door.
Holy shit.
Ain't there another one?
Well, I can't see. It's got your something else. But I think it was Titties McGee. Yeah, sure.
All titties. Oh, yeah. These miniatures are just like demon women with their titties
all them titties.
Out.
But it's not just the women ladies. They got some. They do the same thing with the men.
They do.
They give them titties?
No.
Did I tell you about when I got a demon titty lady picture from somebody at a pickup?
No.
So back in
but
the day,
go ahead.
When I used to do pickups for a certain organization and bring things back to our thrift store, you know, you go and you get whatever people have. Well, it was an older lady, been to her house about two or three times, and her son had passed away. God bless him. And she was like, well, you know, I've got this, this, and this for you to take. I put everything up. I was like, is there anything else you need, ma'am? And she's like, well, I got one more thing for you. I was like, okay. She's like, I want you to let you know that my son, he loved, you know, the, what was it called? The little kids, black and white, buckwheat. Good times. Gosh darn it. You know what I'm talking about.
I probably do, but give me some more information.
Buckwheat, the little kids that played together. It was like oh, a black and white
crap.
Show.
Was Little Rascals.
Little Rascals. She's like, he liked Little Rascals.
And Alfalfa.
Alfalfa. He liked.
With Dolly Parton. Or was it Reba McEntire? Which one was it?
Which one?
The movie.
Which one?
Was it Reba? The newer one, not the black and white one.
What? Oh.
When I say newer, I mean like 20 years ago.
But oh, you mean the Little Rascals movie? I don't know.
I think it might have been Reba.
But he's like, he liked that. He liked Andy Griffith. He liked all these old comedies, and he liked these new comedies. And I'm like, okay, I'm getting buttered up for something. What the fuck?
What the fuck is
yeah,
happening?
She's like, well, I've got this, but I don't know what you can do with it. And she pulls it out, and it's like almost the size of my machine movie poster. It's framed over there with Kurt, with Bert's signature on it. And it was this naked demon woman with her like titties out and vampire fangs and just like a ghoul.
Like
just
like Lilith?
Oh, like yeah,
just it's scary though. Like it's a scary, scary ghoul. So I'm like,
I'd be interested. What's going
so
on?
So I was like, well, we're not going to be able to use it, but if you just want me to take it off your hands, I will find a place for it. Wink, wink, dumpster, dumpster. And she was like,
hey, I'll take it.
If you could do that, I appreciate it. So that's what I ended up doing with it, throwing it in the dumpster.
You
but I was
bitch.
Just like, well, we couldn't use it, and I didn't know anybody.
I could use it.
Well, I didn't think about it. Because it was not like, I want to put it up in my house. It's like a ghoulish titty vampire one.
Have you seen her house?
I actually haven't.
Shame.
I'm a bad person.
You're
not
a terrible
a bad
person.
Person.
You're an awful person. Awful.
I'm an awful person. How long have you had that house?
Since July.
July of 2023.
I've never been.
Chase has been
person.
To our house. And he lives
times.
In Gainesville.
He's been there like
twice.
Three or four times.
Two? Yeah. Because he went there last weekend or whatever, WrestleMania.
Yeah,
because
you had him on the camera and you were talking shit.
Yeah, because he got on my camera and he rang the doorbell and he was talking shit to me through my own ring.
Actually, no, you were talking to him before we pressed the doorbell.
Yeah, that's true. Fucking
okay,
bitches.
So maybe allegedly when I had a job where I used to have to drive around a lot of times, our buddy, Little K, who runs our fantasy football league, he's got a ring doorbell on his like house. So if I had to drive by his house, I'd pull in and run up to the doorbell, and I'd cut a fucking promo, and then I'd run off. And then so just so he could see it of me going there and be like, this week I'll tell you what, brother, I'm going to beat your ass in fantasy football. And then next week it's going to be your brother, and then the week after that it's going to be your wife. It's going to be a 3-3-3-peat for the dirty American savages. And then I just run the fuck off. Yeah. Which is really nice because he had this like burnt down grove in front of his house. Great place to piss if you got to pull on the side of the road. You know,
in a pinch.
In a pinch,
you gotta do what
you gotta
do.
When you
gotta
pinch one off.
Hey.
You done it? Pissed in some weird places in the truck.
Anywhere I could
find it.
Anywhere you could piss.
Oh yeah. 100%.
Sounds like my love
life.
Hey,
you gotta go. You gotta
anywhere
go.
I can find it.
I say, not anywhere you can piss, right?
Not anywhere I can piss.
Most of the time.
Just anywhere I can find.
No, I'm not going to shit on the side of the road. I'll find a truck stop for that. But
oh, you've never shit behind not, something?
No.
Oh, man, I shit behind a Target, behind the dumpster one time.
You're a nasty, nasty
no.
Beast.
Spray shit.
Why do you think that's better?
Spray
shit.
That's Walmart behavior.
Someone walked out and was like, what the fuck?
So what happened was.
Oh, yeah. Tell.
So what happened was, me and my good boy, Ty, a.k.a. Robo, back when we were on the crew up in Orlando doing different stuff, he took me out one night, and we went drinking, and he took me to a couple different bars, and then, like, the third bar we landed at was this, like, it was in a fucking strip mall. And they had, like, a patio probably as big as mine that was, like, fenced in. And we were all standing out there. We're all talking, drunk as fuck. And I'm like, you feel the bubble.
Feel it.
Feel the bubble in the guts.
Oh, shit.
And I'm like, fuck. So I go to the bathroom. Well, all the bathrooms are full. Because I think they got
some rolled bills and mirrors.
I'm just saying they might have had some problems up in there, but nobody was letting a brother into shit.
Sounds like they got some solutions.
So I literally go out, run, jump over the fucking fence, run around because we're in a strip mall. I saw the Target, went around back, and I saw that they had a dumpster. Went behind the dumpster, dropped trowel, and proceeded to spray just fucking black tar shit. It looked like what's in the bottom of my dip cup was coming out of my asshole. And it was just like, poof, 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 poof. Now, this allegedly happened. This is not a real story. It never happened.
Nope.
But there might have been a Target that had a bunch of shit on the wall. Just like an alleged... Just
like the delivery truck comes
in
the next day.
Dude, it looked like somebody had a shit shotgun and just blasted it against the wall multiple times. So I come back. I take care of myself. I step over the fence and start talking to my boy again. And then after that, get a girl's number.
Damn.
Just saying. Young 20s Deuce.
Was a dick.
No, he was amazing. He had no fucking fear. That guy would storm the beaches of Normandy on a Tuesday just because he thought it was fun.
He's the kind of man who shit behind a Target and then got a number.
Yeah, got a number.
Just shitty pants and all.
No, I wiped.
Oh, that's good.
But
with what?
Target bags.
Target
bags. They were back there. Now,
that is just straight up
full disclosure, the underwear was forfeit.
Oh, yeah.
I cut them off with my pocket knife.
Like you're telling you in the goddamn wilderness.
Well, it was like I have dress pants on, boots, my ass is hanging out. I got to get the situation away from the clean. Like, you got to keep the dirty away from the clean, right?
Got it.
So sometimes you pull out your pocket knife, you cut some shit off, and literally. Then you just roll with the punches.
Ah. Oh.
Wow.
Heathen.
You know what? I got the number. I don't give a fuck.
Got the number.
How'd that work out for you?
Good for a couple months. I mean,
made for a great story now.
The Deuce's love life. Good for a couple months.
Is that like your tagline?
Yeah. We're gonna get that on t-shirts for Happy Hour with Aaron and Deuce. Deuce's love life. Good for a couple months.
Good for a couple months.
Yeah.
You didn't say you were here for a long time.
I'm here for a good time.
Good here for a good time.
I will be here as long as the milk is still in date.
There's some homeless guy in jail because you got arrested for shitting in the back of a fucking Target.
No. Because I walked around the corner, I saw that guy, and I gave him 20.
Yeah.
So.
I'm sure that bought some cigarettes in the slammer.
You didn't see nothing. You didn't see anything.
Me and wife were part of that 20. Allegedly. It's never happened. It's not a real story.
Not a real story. It never happened.
Never happened. And on things that never happened, this is a never happened episode of the Happy Hour with Aaron Deuce. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you later.
See ya.